Good evening, Saints. Before I get into my lesson tonight, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. We are truly blessed to be in the house of the Lord. And not only that, is that we should be thankful for what God has done for us. He has blessed us physically, and most importantly, he has blessed us spiritually. So I just want to let everybody know, if I don't see your face after my lesson tonight or after worship, me and my family want to wish your families a happy Thanksgiving. With that said, can you turn with me to James chapter 4? James chapter 4. And I'm going to commence my reading. I'm going to start my reading at verse number 1 and following. From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world, is the enemy of God. You know, one of the things that I wanted to do when I, after being in the Air Force for about, say about 10 years, one of the jobs that I really wanted to get a chance to do is what we call a defense attaché. And what a defense attaché is pretty much somebody that works in various embassies across the world. Depending on, you know, what country you're assigned to, you can go and work at the embassy, and you actually be assigned to the ambassador, right? To the ambassador of that embassy. And I found it interesting that, you know, that was one of the things that I like to do, and yet God requires me to do that each and every day. Right. And what I mean by that, as a defense attaché, as an ambassador, and that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at our roles as ambassadors. All right. Because that is something that God has commanded us to do. And it kind of goes in line with the elders have assigned to Brother Obed, far as going and preaching and saving the lost, the Great Commission, going out there and preaching the gospel. And it's something that we should be very comfortable in doing, because that's something that Christ has told us and want us to do. He want us to go out and preach the gospel, right? And the way that I formed my lesson tonight is that I formed it in terms of an army and the military, and how an ambassador plays a role in the whole situation. And first thing, the reason why I started off with the scripture is that I wanted to establish the point that the world is indeed in war with God. And what I mean by that is that mankind has been at war with God ever since Adam and Eve. It's the longest war we know in the world. It's lasting for almost probably about 6,000 years. So with that said, and with that mindset that mankind is at war, we have to find, what is our role in this process, right? What is our roles as Christians and ambassadors in this process? How do we fall into this equation? That's what I want to aim at tonight, and I think it falls in line as to what the elders have assigned this past quarter of going out seeking and saving the lost. So the first thing that we establish is that we are indeed at war, right? We are indeed at war, that mankind is indeed at war. When it comes to us as Christians, right, the thing that we have a blessing, one of the strongest spiritual blessings that we have is that we have peace with God, right, is that we have peace with God. And you have to know that being a Christian, that there is no peace without Christ Jesus. There is no peace without Christ Jesus. So I want you to turn with me. First of all, turn with me to, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I want to thank the brethren that read these scriptures for me. I really appreciate that. But we're going to start our launch, our lesson for tonight in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I believe Brother Mendoza read it earlier into our hearing. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, which have reconciled us to him by Christ Jesus, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing these trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, here's a verse I want to point out. Now, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We preach you in Christ's stead that ye be reconciled to God. We are ambassadors to Christ. Now, one of the things that a job of an ambassador, one of the main jobs of an ambassador, is that an ambassador works for the government, right? They work for the government or behalf of the country, right? Whoever is in charge, whether it's a president or a king, that ambassador works for that individual. But the thing is about this ambassador, right, is that this ambassador doesn't necessarily work in the United States, right? This ambassador works in foreign countries. And a lot of times, some of these places that these ambassadors are in are not friendly places, right? And we've known that there have been terrible times where our embassies and ambassadors have come under harm because they were in dangerous territory, right? They were in territory or a foreign land, right, and representing their government. Well, it's the same thing with Christians today, right? Turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And we're going to read, I want to say verse number 20. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 20. Because I want to establish something. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 20. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 20, it says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we look for Christ Jesus, for the Savior, the Lord Christ Jesus. Paul tells us that our citizenship is in heaven. Now, we sing a song all the time, this world is not my home, right? We are in foreign land as ambassadors, right? We are in foreign land representing our King. Right. And that is something that we need to realize is that when you become a child of God, when you go into the watery grave of baptism, you are now being commissioned as an ambassador. Right. And our role is to go out and represent our King and our president. Right. And the thing is that we are doing it on foreign land. Right. We're doing it on foreign land, meaning that this land, this world that we belong around, that we see and that we work in and that we live in is not our home. Right. Heaven is our destination. Once you become a child of God, your citizenship changes. Right. Your citizenship changes from being in the world to a citizen of heaven. Right. So we see that we are all commissioned to be an ambassador. And just like an ambassador that works in foreign lands and sometimes in dangerous territory, we too, as Christians, right, we work in foreign lands and in dangerous territory. We have Christians around the world. And that's the beauty of living in this country. You know, and I say this and I don't want to be mean, but Christians or people living in this country are not going to be able to stand before God and have any type of excuse. Why? Because we have been blessed with the freedoms. We have been blessed with the freedoms to be able to come in here and worship without any molestation. Free to worship. Free. And you got people around the world that have to worship in secret. So we're not going to have no leg to stand on, right? So we need to understand that when we are part of God's army, when we're part of the Lord's kingdom, right, as ambassadors, that we need to go out in foreign land, in dangerous territory. And the thing is that what we have to realize is that when we're out there, what do we speak? What do we say? What do we say? Well, turn with me. Turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And this is a very familiar passage to especially those in the world who uses this passage incorrectly. But Romans chapter 10, and we're going to start at verse number 13. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 13, it says here, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how shall they be saved? How should they call on him from whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him on whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." That is what we are commissioned to do. We are going out commissioning, right? I mean, we're going out preaching, right? The gospel of peace. As ambassadors, and you're representing your king and your president, you're going out into foreign lands and you're telling them, hey, you need to have peace with God. That God is offering you peace. God is offering the world peace. And as an ambassador, that is our role and our duty, right? And what is that peace? It's the gospel. We go out and we preach and teach the gospel. We go out and tell people that God has a way that they can that mankind can have peace with God. That you don't have to be at war with God. That God has made a way of peace. And that is our role, right? We have been commissioned to go out and do this. And not only that, turn with me to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. As ambassadors, there's another role that we have that comes with that job title. 2 Peter chapter 2. I believe it's chapter 2. Got to get there first. Let's see. 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4. And this, again, this is a very familiar passage as well. Right. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 11, it says, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Christ Jesus, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen." When we go out and we preach this gospel of peace, just like an ambassador, one thing that an ambassador cannot do is that the ambassador cannot speak anything different into that the president or the king has authorized them to speak. They have to speak the exact words that president or that king authorized them to speak. They cannot go off on their own and offer something different. And that's what's going on in the world today. We got so many people that standing behind pulpits that's offering things that the king did not authorize. So we see that Christ has commissioned us as ambassadors to go out and speak the exact thing that we need to speak. And that is the gospel of peace. it reminds me of a court, right? A kingdom court. You have the king, and part of the king's court is what we have, what we call a herald, right? And everybody familiar with a herald? A herald is the one that when they come in and they blow the horn, and the herald says, "The king decrees this," and he reads exactly what the king decrees. Do you know if that herald gets anything wrong, which the king has spoken, then that herald will be punished? And it's the same with us, that we are God's heralds. We go out and we preach this gospel message exactly how God wants it. All right, so that's our role as ambassadors. Our role as ambassadors is to go out and to go out and preach the gospel of peace, right? But in order to do that, we have to what do we have to preach? We have to preach the gospel, but let's look at something else. Turn with me. Let's go to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. So when we preach this declaration of peace or the gospel of peace, once we preach that, part of it is the terms of surrender. Right. We know that mankind is at war with God. Right. He sends us forth as ambassadors. Right. To preach the gospel of peace. And part of that gospel of peace is the individual's terms of surrender. Right. The individual has to surrender. And Christ gives us an example of what those terms are in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 16, this is very familiar passages again. And it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye out into all the world and preach," what? "The gospel to every creature." Preach the gospel of peace, right? We're being commissioned to do so. Now, here's the terms of surrender, right? If you want peace with God, here's God's terms. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believe not shall be condemned. These are terms of surrender. And you can find some additional terms in Luke chapter 24, right? In Luke chapter 24, verses 46 through 49. Also, you can find some terms of surrender in Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 39. These are God's terms of surrender. And what do they include? Repent and be baptized. If you're going to surrender, if you want peace with God, you must abide by these terms. And this is what we ought to be preaching as ambassadors, right? Is that if you want peace with God, we have been commissioned to go out and do so. If you want peace with God, this is what you need to do. And if individuals don't do that, then they will not have peace with God. And here's the current situation in the world today. Turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Trying to get there myself. Let's see here. And verse number, I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. And I'm probably verse 1 through 3. And the Bible reads, chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. "But of the times and the season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." Now listen to verse number 3. For when they shall say, "Peace and safety," then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. The current world right now is saying peace and safety. Peace and safety. And what I mean by that is that they think they are in a right relationship with God. They think they have peace and safety. And we see that Paul is saying that even though they say this, that when Christ comes back, right, this is going to lead to their destruction. So what is our job? Our job as ambassadors is to go out and preach, you know, you're not safe, right? You're not safe. Why are you not safe? Well, let me tell you about this gospel of peace. Do you understand the gospel of peace? Or if you understand it, then here's the terms of God's surrender. Are you going to be repent and be baptized in order to be saved? If not, then you will have no peace. That is our role, church, as ambassadors of Christ, is that we have been reconciled with Christ. Now our role is to go out and tell others how they can be reconciled with Christ as well. Now, one of the things that I've seen for the past couple months is the numbers and that we've been getting far as door knocking has been outstanding. It really has. And one thing that we need to realize, and I want to tell everybody and give them everybody a word of encouragement, is that, you know, there are many doors that get slammed in our face, right? Real quick story, this past Saturday when we went door knocking, we walked up and we parked our car, and it was a guy working in his garage, right? And we went to the house before his, and by the time we rung the doorbell and nobody answered, by the time we stepped back out and go to his house, he had closed the garage and went in the house and closed the doors. But it shouldn't discourage us. It shouldn't discourage us. Because I guarantee you, in the real world, ambassadors that are living in foreign land, it seems like every day as the grind goes on that they're not making a difference. But God has commissioned us to do so. So yes, you're going to get doors slammed in your face. You know, we've had people peek through the blinds and, you know, act like they're not home. Yeah, people just I can see them watching TV through the door and yet will not move. But we shall not get discouraged. Why? Because we don't work for them. We work for our King. And we have been commissioned. God has put it and made a way for you to be saved. And it's our obligation to tell people how they can be saved as well. We as Christians, those who are Christians in this room, have peace with God. Why? Because somebody told you about the gospel of peace. Somebody was patient with you. I know they were patient with me because I rejected it. I'll be honest with you, I rejected it several times. So if God can save me, I know he can save anybody out here in the world. And it's my God, it's my job to go out there as an ambassador to preach this gospel of peace. No matter how many doors get slammed in my face, no matter how many people take it and just throw it away, no matter how many people just don't say nothing to me, it's our obligation. So at this time, if we have anybody that is not a member of the Lord's church and not in the right relationship with God and frankly is still at war with God, are you ready to surrender? Are you ready to submit to God's terms of surrender? And what God wants you to do is that God wants you to believe the things that you just heard, his gospel. And once you believe it, God wants you to change. He wants you to turn. He wants you to repent and understand that the way that you were going was heading to destruction. And not only that, is that God wants you to confess. What does he want you to confess? That now you're part of the army of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. In order to actually and officially join this army, you have to get into the water of grave of baptism. And once you've done that, now you are at peace with God. Why? Because it's not the water. The water doesn't save. It's because of the blood. Once you've been washed with the blood of the King, now you've been commissioned. Now you have peace with God. And now you also will be an ambassador just like the rest of us. And what is our role? To go out and preach the gospel of peace. And if you have not done so, you can stand now as we sing the song of invitation.